Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Defending this republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, trying to get people to wake up and look around them and see how sinister things have gotten at every level. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're now into the third hour of global transmission. In the third hour yesterday, you heard former top defense officer and the former head of technology in Germany, a top-level cabinet position, Andreas von Bülow, talking about how the globalists clearly carried out September 11th. I'm going to re-air that in the first hour of the show tomorrow, and then we'll be live at the second and third hour. We've got more guests and stuff coming up you don't want to miss. So that's tomorrow, first hour. You do not want to miss it. We'll re-air that because it's so important. We're also very close to getting Michael Meacher, the cabinet official for Tony Blair, who resigned last year over the missing weapons of mass destruction, saying it's all a big scam, you're not going to be part of it, saying either the globalists carried out 9/11 or they allowed it to happen. We're lining that up, too. A lot of huge guests coming on the show, and I've got some scumbag globalists coming on, too, next week, so that'll be interesting. Boy, there is just... Again, I told you back on Monday and Tuesday about TiVo, your cable box, your fancy cable box everybody's getting, how it's watching and tracking everything you do and sells your psychological makeup to people. It's the most detailed algorithms known. Turns out there was a spy in your room when you, taking notes, keeping track of every click on your remote control, your TiVo box, paying closer attention to what you were watching than you were. That's the Chicago Sun-Times today. So I'm glad people are picking up on this. We ought to create a whole section on the website, Infowars.com or Prison Planet. Your television is watching you because all the new modern systems watch you. And I have got the owner's manual, and I've cracked into a Scientific Atlantic cable box everybody has in Austin. And that baby's got a microphone in it. And, oh, yeah, a little microphone for you. And again, in 1984, Winston did too. What's wrong with it? I mean, 1984 was freedom. Slavery's freedom, folks. Let Trevor and Georgia finish up, then Vince, Barry, Elizabeth, and others. Trevor, go ahead and finish up.
Oh, yeah, so you're talking about a battle out there, and the real battle is about the globalists and us, you know, right?
Yeah.
The main problem is that most people think that the battle is this whole liberal-conservative thing.
Both sides are controlled, and so they control us either way.
You're either one or the other. And when I say I'm against Bush, they automatically assume I'm a Clintonite liberal. And
exactly. If you're against Bush for open borders, gun control, biggest government ever, you're a liberal.
And they don't really care who's they don't care that America's being destroyed when their side is destroying America. Then they're like, hooray, hooray. You know, it's like George Bush is on our side. I'm a conservative. And as long as he's president, everything's going to be okay. But if Kerry wins and he starts taking our guns, I'm going to rise up and take arms. So I'm just wondering, how will the global elites be able to control both? Because it seems like they can only win the support of one side at a time when they're like...
No, they just play it off, and they'll just incrementally get more control regardless of who's in.
So they don't care if the liberals and the conservatives are divided. That's probably just the
policies
way they
of these
it.
Of these two groups are identical. The rhetoric is different. You don't actually think George Bush actually runs anything. You don't think Bill Clinton actually runs anything, do you?
No, they're just figureheads.
Of course. I mean, even things are so complex now that even if they were good people, they would have to delegate good people, and they still wouldn't run things.
I don't think he's good people. I think.
Well,
like,
no, they're not good people.
The whole Christianity thing, it's like an act. He acts all Christian and holy.
George W. Bush is an admitted devil worshiper, hidden in plain view.
And that's why he's got the... Christian right. Totally blindfolded.
Which says you're not Christian if you don't love the Patriot Act. I've actually heard him say it.
Really, though?
I thought Jesus was fighting against secret arrest, execution, and torture.
It's all for freedom.
Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, it's just so sick. I mean, it's beyond belief. It's beyond belief. Well, thank you, Trevor. All right, Vince and Barry and Elizabeth and Bobby and everybody else, your calls are coming up. 1-800-259-9231 and a bunch of other news items. Hey, your television's watching you. You like that?
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm a radical. I'm an extremist. 7 years ago, I saw a mainstream news story out of Australia where they admitted that the new cable boxes had microphones in them and they were listening to people and it was no big deal. Somebody found out about it and, what's the big deal? And now it's mainstream here all over the country in every system you can imagine, and I'm bad because I'm against it. I guess I'm also bad that I found out 5 years ago that everyone over the last 34 years now, back then it was over the last 29 years, had blood taken at birth and put in a federal DNA database. Now they admit it, and you're still bad if you complain about it, so I guess I'm bad. And, I visited the concentration camps manned by U.S. and foreign troops and made films about it, and I'm bad because I did that, and I'm bad because I'm against the total amnesty, and I'm bad because I'm against gun control, and I'm bad because I'm against giving China all the supercomputers, and I'm bad because I don't like the government growing by 45% in the last 3 years at record levels, and I'm a radical because I don't like cameras going up in my neighborhood now in every small town. And I'm bad because I don't like the new national ID card to the federalized state driver's license. And I'm bad because I warn you about the new national sales tax that's coming out that will control everything you buy and sell and make you swipe your card even if you pay cash and track what you do. And I'm bad because they pass laws to secretly arrest you and secretly execute you. And I'm bad because I exposed the government carried out 9/11 to scare you into submission. And I'm bad. I'm just flat bad, folks. I really am. I apologize. You know, Tony Blair said, apologize to me. I never said there were weapons of mass destruction. Does it matter if he said it 500 times? He still just says he never said it, and so let me apologize to him right now. This is incredible. I'm bad because when I pick up articles out of Canada, out of Texas, out of Tennessee, out of New York, out of Alabama, out of Louisiana, out of California, where they're putting cameras in the toilets, in the stalls at the schools, I'm crazy because I don't like it. No, let me be serious. The people out there that make excuses for this and go, well, I guess it's okay, you're the nutcases. I can't believe that you came from real Americans. I can't believe what we've turned into. I can't believe how far we've fallen. And I'm very angry about it because I love my family and I love this country, and watching it get torn limb from limb by a bunch of gibbering, demonic New World Order trash makes me sick. Imagine having to watch the serial killers. Imagine having to watch a serial killer stand up there and talk about how much he loves us and how he's going to keep us safe and how good they are and how they're going to take all our rights, when you know, as an investigator, that they're the killer. Well, that's what my life's like. I have to. That's why I can't watch TV anymore. I can read their statements and the bills. I can't watch the smirking, the smacking of lips, the giggling, the glad-handing, the celebrations of evil. When these people get up there, folks, tell you what, we're going to go back to calls and back in the news quickly here. Vince in Indiana. Vince, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, you know, this presidential election is just a complete joke and a scam. And what
There is no election. And until we can admit that, we're not going to get our votes back.
Go ahead. This is, everybody thinks that they're so overwhelmed with their problems they can't do nothing. Here's what I'm doing. I'm telling all my friends and relatives that ask me about the election and who are you going to vote for this, and I'm just trying to refute the legitimacy of this election. Once people understand that George Bush and John Kerry are both part of this little skull and bones order from Yale, I mean, what are the chances of this being actually on the level? This is ridiculous. I want to bring up something that George Soros said. Are you familiar with George Soros?
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with him. Rothschild agent.
Yeah, billionaire investor, speculator. He's been making a lot of sounds in the past year about how he's unhappy with George Bush's policies. He says a lot of
good
things.
And that's like Hulk Hogan saying he doesn't like Macho Man Randy Savage. It's all staged.
I know it is. Exactly. Okay, so I'm watching his moves, and I'm watching what he's saying. So here, what he's done recently now is he's pledged his support for Kerry. He's going to give millions of dollars to Kerry. Now, George Soros is a very smart man. You don't become a billionaire by being
stupid.
Bush
started beating down the dollar, so did Soros. They're owned by the same people. It's theater. That's how they control it.
It's
giving
absolutely
us the false
theater.
Choice.
Does George Soros really believe that there's a difference between George Bush and John Kerry? Because George Soros is always putting Bush down, but now he's supporting Kerry, another skull and bones. I mean, this is complete theater. You're absolutely right. This is so bold and arrogant of this new world order cabal. I think what everyone could do is just tell their friends and relatives when they start talking about the presidential election, just let them know some of these things. Try to educate them a little bit. Maybe let them know that at least there's something terribly wrong here.
Well, look, we have the official reports now. They've Diebold in there. Scamming the Dean votes for Kerry, and I'm not saying Dean's good, but he doesn't have the pedigree. He's not the Skull and Bones member. He isn't getting in.
Well, Dean almost tricked a few of my family members, and they're not very stupid. Some of the things that Dean said, and yeah, he's out of the picture now, so there's definitely something wrong. You know, maybe, just maybe, we can get a third-party candidate. How about?
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Look, in 98, I went down to the election, down to the big auditorium where they do it, and I sat there for 5 hours stacking ballots, making sure they were, you know, all lined up the same after folks had voted. And I could see how people voted. And Pat Buchanan, conservatively, it was a Republican primary. Pat Buchanan, conservatively, had about 50% of the votes. I mean, half those ballots were Pat Buchanan. You know what Pat Buchanan got that night when the election results came out? 8%. And I sat there with ballot box after ballot box from different areas of Austin, sitting there just stacking them up, you know, the Scantrons, the bubblers, you know, where you bubble them in, just getting them lined up the right way, because that's, you know, you volunteer, quote, being, and then they stick it to the computer counts it, it's all computerized, they do whatever they want. I sat there and I watched that with my own two eyeballs. And then, my friends, we found out the county clerk double counted ballots, stuffed ballot boxes, falsified safety seals. It was in the newspaper that her good personal friend she vacations with, Karen Sunlightner, the county commissioner, had lost. And she had lost at 2 in the morning. I went to bed at midnight happy, still thinking we might have elections in this country. And I thought we were still in a free country. And I woke up to hear she'd won heartily. And the paper said that Karen Sunlightner was crying. The witnesses said it. She went in the bathroom. The county clerk went in there with her. They came out smiling, and the rest is history. I have to sit here and watch this and watch you bug-eyed yuppies out there giggle and laugh at me while I'm trying to save this country, and we could do it if people like you'd wake up. I'm so sick of it. Who's up next here? Let's go ahead and talk to Barry in Arizona. Go ahead.
Alex, always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
You're welcome. There's a couple things I wanted to address with you. First, I'll start, I guess, with some of the technicalities of voting. I went in to the county recorder's office up here to register specifically as a non-14th Amendment citizen of the state of Arizona State. And they told me I couldn't, you know. So the only way I could vote was if I registered as a United States citizen. And so I asked,
which is then a contract and makes you waive your rights.
Well, the statutory definition of United States that they use in the voter declaration is District of Columbia. It doesn't mean any. It has nothing to do with the state. You know.
And
so
this is a whole area of study. And yes, it's true. And it's a private corporation. The crime syndicate that owns America, and they said, look, we can't give these blacks freedom. Let's make them wards of the state, and they set up the 14th Amendment, which is now for all citizens. The first marriage license were for blacks. They said, we can't just let these people marry when they want. They got to come to us and get a license, and now we just accept it today. Again,
well,
this is the freedom, and then they could take black children under that because they'd signed away their rights with a marriage license, hence CPS today.
Right.
Just to give folks an idea of what you're talking about.
Say that again?
Just to give folks an idea of what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, well,
real-world application of this.
Yeah, well, what they need to know is that almost all the Supreme Court information that they'll be able to find on 14th Amendment citizenship will tell them that it did not ever apply to free white citizens. Now, that may sound like a racist statement, but it's just an ugly historical legal reality.
Yeah, but blacks don't have to follow it either. Just because somebody passes a fraud, hey, just because somebody says blacks are slaves doesn't mean it's the case.
I know, but see, that's why the Civil Rights Act was, the 14th Amendment was a component to that. And what happened was, you know, they make clear distinction there between them and free white citizens, and it's all racist, I know that.
And it goes back it goes back to the earlier Supreme Court ruling that blacks were two-thirds human. Thanks for the call. Now, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's what these sickos do. And it's historical fact. As usual, you don't want to believe it. Yuppies, fine, and your television isn't listening to you and tracking everything you're doing either. It's just the Chicago Sun-Times. I had a yuppie send me a mean email Tuesday about when I talk about this. You're a crazy nut. I'm a software engineer. There's no such thing. Oh, no, it's just totally admitted. Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, it's just public. But again, you'll read the Chicago Sun-Times article and go, okay, well, it's good my TV's watching me and listening to me. It's good now. That Alex Jones is still bad. I like George Bush. And by the way, Mr. Jones, Bush says it's not an amnesty. You're a liar.
Well, I've read the bill. It's the biggest amnesty ever. And I don't care what you say because I read it. Because I'm about facts and about getting you to wake up. Slap you upside the head, you fools. You're like somebody in a bed while your house is burning. I come in and say, get out of your house. It's about to fall.
Shut up. It's my heater. It's warm. I like it.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Men, how would you like to have a better sex life and no longer have to live with the fear of embarrassing poor sexual performance? Nearly every adult male has experienced it. In fact, most men over the age of 25 have a major decrease in vigor. But now, there's an easy, all-natural solution to this embarrassing sexual problem. Introducing Procylon, an all-natural blend of vitamins and herbs scientifically formulated to help promote sexual vigor and support sexual performance in men. Procylon is an all-natural formula that boosts your stamina and sex drive. The results men get are incredible. Procylon will dramatically improve your stamina, urge, and ability. Guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free trial of Procylon at 1-800-701-4640. It's easy, completely confidential, and it'll work for you, guaranteed. Call 1-800-701-4640. That's 1-800-701-4640.
All right, I'll try to settle down here a little bit. I'm just going to take a few more calls, and we're going to get to all this news that we haven't covered yet. Let's go ahead and talk to Todd in Georgia, or is it Ted? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I'm plugging a VHS that's concerning the so-called New York intellectuals, including Irving Kristol. And it makes some interesting points concerning the neoconservative movement. It also concerns a man named Irving Howe, socialist, man named Nathan Glazer and one named Daniel Bell, as well as Irving Kristol. And, of course, Irving Kristol, in the process of this VHS, claims to have, they're claiming their place in history is what this is all about. And in doing so, I think they're revealing some things that we've been trying to get out for some many years.
Well, do me a favor. Send that to me. Ron Paul gave a speech on July 10th last year where he laid out the ultimate enemies of America are the neocons. We've been betrayed by Bush, their New World Order. And he laid all this out in a speech and then got threatened by some of the people over it. And that's in my film Matrix of Evil where he talks about that.
Well, I got this copy from the library. The thing is available.
Well, what's the name of the video?
Arguing the World, a film by Joseph Dorman, D-O-R-M-A-N. And in the process of it, they also point out the fact that participatory democracy cannot be tolerated because people are not capable of determining their own needs.
Yeah, that's what the neocons say, is that they want to set up a dictatorship. These are official documents written by the White House cabinet, folks.
Well, this is the thing that I'm speaking of is written by the, it's published by the Humanities, what do they call it? The
Arts and Humanities.
Arts, no, this doesn't have anything to do with art. It's the, something about the humanities. And I don't see it on the...
Well, sir, will you slap that in the VCR and make me a copy?
be honest with you, I haven't been able to make a copy. I don't think it's copyrighted, but I haven't been able to make a copy.
Well, if the back's busted out, you just put a piece of tape over it. There's a little square hole in the back of the VHS.
That might be my problem, yeah.
You put a piece of Scotch tape over it.
Yeah. Well, I think that I don't think you'd have any problem getting it from your library. I'm sure that they'd be glad to provide.
Here's the problem. When I get off the air here, I'm doing 5 shows today, including my own TV show. Then I'm going to work until about 2 in the morning on a new film, and then I'll get about 5 hours sleep. So I just, please, folks, if you get stuff like this, send it to me.
Well, can I make a couple more points, Marty?
Sure, go ahead.
I've also been reading a book by Irving Kristol, who's a very interesting man and has been very influential. It mentions in this tape that... the influence that he's had with Newt Gingrich and Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, he was the head of the Communist Fourth International.
I don't doubt it.
No, that's public. That's the big Toronto newspaper did the headline, "The Ghost of Trotsky Walks the Halls of the White House."
Well, it mentions in this tape, it mentions the fact that these people are Trotskyists. And it mentions their admiration for Leon Trotsky. And what a wonderful man he was.
Yeah, that's your conservative leaders, getting rid of the borders, grabbing your guns, arming China.
They don't mention all the people that he killed, all the hundreds of thousands of people that Leon Trotsky murdered with his army.
They like to do that here, and that's what they're trying to set up.
He was the head of the Russian army, the Communist army, Soviet army at one time.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. It's good to hear from you, sir. Arguing the World. Right. The average person isn't going to listen to Ron Paul when he tells you who runs the White House. It's just public fact. Okay. That's just so horrible. Who can believe it? Let's talk to Al in Texas. Al, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex, and thank you for your work.
You bet.
I may have talked to you about this before. I know I mailed you some information at one time, and I know you've heard this before, and I know what your general response is. I had sent you the packet on Lyndon LaRouche, his campaign package, LaRouche in 2004. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Big
booklet, $100 price tag for the
Lyndon LaRouche, yeah.
Right. LaRouche, right. And, we're looking for, we're stuck in a real tight spot. We don't have leaders who have the awareness, the education, the backup system, the intelligence agencies, or call them counterintelligence agencies, who have the facts, who have the wisdom, who have the spiritual insight for true leadership and to act from a position of power, to sit down with our Congress and train them, teach them, show them. LaRouche knows that there's been a coup d'etat on our government. He knows that 9/11 was a part of that coup. He knows that they're dumbing down our kids. He knows that we need to re-educate the people.
Okay, just stay there, and we'll talk about Lyndon LaRouche, okay? I'll break it down for you. Not my opinion, as usual, absolute documented fact. We'll be right back. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time, back from 9 to midnight. Please tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, your email list that folks can listen on your local AM and FM stations, global shortwave, the internet, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. My global shortwave frequencies are 12.172 and 9320 during the day, and from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. And we'll be in the first hour tomorrow re-airing that interview with Andres von Bulow. Then I'll be live the second and third hours with more guests and a lot of stuff lined up. I got to go through these last four calls I have time to go to, just bam, bam, bam here, because I got some news we got to get to here. Going to Al in Texas. Al, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Alex.
You brought up Lyndon LaRouche.
Right.
Lyndon LaRouche addresses the problem of the New World Order, how they carried out 9/11.
The Bilderbergers, the Trotskyites, he's got the whole deal down.
Yeah, he exposes it, but then his answer is this big cooperative global system. See, 5 years ago I started seeing the policy papers by the globalists, the public stuff, that said, the people know there's a New World Order now, we can't keep denying it, let's give them a false left-wing New World Order and a right-wing New World Order, and give them a choice within that when it's not even a real choice,
right,
to bypass debate. Lennon LaRouge does that. Lennon LaRouge is kind of like, you know, Soros, who's over here criticizing Bush, but is in his hip pocket. Now, whereas LaRouge will go after Bush and Soros and talk about this whole system, the New World Order, the New World Order, and he'll talk about the Rothschilds and the rest of it. Again, his solutions are still this big global government.
Yes, but he is a good man with a good system, and we have a global problem, and it is going to take a global solution. And it's not. I mean, we're doing great, Alex. I mean, you and me are fighting. Our friends are out there fighting. It is going to take people in positions of power to manipulate this out of control global system to put it into the control of the general welfare.
Yeah, but see, that's what
LaRouche
says. This big crash is coming. We'll have emergency restructuring. That's what the globalists are going to do. They're going to give us a savior to put us deeper into this.
Right. Well, he's not.
Sir, I've been reading and watching LaRouche for at least 12 years.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, they've put him in prison. They've blacklisted him, blackballed him. They hate him. They're scared of him.
Well, I'm just telling you, his solutions are wrong.
Well, I don't know. I think we have a big problem, and it is going to. I just think he needs a closer look.
Here's the deal. I saw LaRouche said that Bill Clinton was an evil Bilderberg Group New World Order takeover artist. Then 3 years later, Bill Clinton's good, has always been good. The evil British agent is Al Gore. I've seen him flip flop and change things.
Well, the man lied about his cigars. Look what we're being lied to about now. Relatively speaking, I think we. I think you might have a point that, we're looking at a totally different degree.
They tried to burn Clinton on a sexual tryst because they couldn't go after him for China or anything else because the Republicans were all involved in that. It's not that Bill Clinton was good and they only went after him for sex.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just don't think we've seen the last of this man. I think as things get worse and worse and people are really looking for someone who has some answers, they're going to need that kind of genius.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not as slick as Lennon LaRouche, but I don't know how long you've been listening to this show.
Several years.
Do you find what I say to come true and be accurate?
In that he understands large government systems and large government corruption.
But I'm talking about myself. Do you respect what I have to say?
Oh, yes.
You, Lennon LaRouche is no good. I'm just telling you that. I'm telling you, I see all the info. I can do a 3-hour show on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, anybody that I look at, I mean, I would think, great, Alex for president. Well, you know, Alex has a lot of things that we don't like. He has a lot of things we do like and that we do need. When I start putting things on the scale on who we have out there who really has
backbone. I'm telling you, and thanks for the call. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the call. I'm telling you, you're looking at the top of the pyramid thinking it's going to get fixed there, and it's not. It's going to get fixed in our hearts and our minds, where the power lays at, the city, the county, the state. You can forget changing things up at the top. That is gone. You understand? I mean, slavery wasn't, you know, the classical slavery in this country wasn't ended from the top down. It the beginning of the end started at the bottom. So I'm just saying, I mean, this presidential election means nothing. We don't even have voting machines anymore. We don't even have real voting anymore in this country in most areas. I don't think you're addressing how serious it's got. Just a few more calls here. I got to hurry, folks. Dave in Colorado. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, how you doing? I've talked to you before, and I thank you for everything you're doing. It's great.
Well, please, folks, stop thanking me, but thank you. Go ahead.
Here's kind of the way I'm looking at this. We've seen so many of these crooks exposed, and yet I see nobody doing anything about it. I see none of the law taking its course, and these people, you know, going to court and paying for their crimes.
That's because they run the system.
Yeah, I know.
We've reached maximum decadence threshold. We're now falling into the pit.
Well, I think it's time to lock and load, if you know what I mean. I think that's the only way we're going to get this thing under control. And another thing, I think it'd be a great idea to make a deck of neocon cards and play their same games that they're playing with us. Put their neocon cards out there. Let the customers buy them cards and learn who these learn who they're fighting. You know, that would be a helpful thing, I think. And on top of that, I'd be smearing it right in their face. And that's about all I got to say. Thank you very much.
Now, that's a great idea. I've thought about that. Thank you. Great idea with the cards, not the locking and loading. Locking and loading is defend yourself and your family. The globalists have to blow stuff up to blame it on their enemies so they can get everybody else mobilized. The pen is mightier than the sword. And when you become a leader and get involved, that's when things get turned around. They didn't build the New World Order overnight. It would already be in total place if we weren't fighting it. Two more calls. Robert in Texas, go ahead. Good to talk to you, Robert.
Hey, good to talk to you. I just want to let you and your audience know, last week in Round Rock, I seen the police and the military working together. I don't know what they was doing. They was off of McNeil over there. But that's the first time I'd ever seen that in my life.
Sir,
yeah.
Speak clearly for us. You saw the police and the military off McNeil Road, north of Austin in Round Rock. What exactly did you see?
They was just all grouped up together. I don't know what they was fixing to do, but, you know, I hadn't seen nothing like that myself.
So off the side of the highway, how many military, what were they doing?
There was probably about eight military vehicles and three Round Rock police cars. They was just standing there talking on private property, but it looked like they was getting ready to do something. I had an appointment. I couldn't stop and
We have watch. Video. We have video of up and down 35 troops running checkpoints. Have you seen the takeover? The video?
Yes, sir. I have 9/11 and police state too, and I've made copies of both, handed them out.
Well, I mean, I was just bringing that up for folks that this really is going on around here long before 9/11, and it gets worse and worse. Thank you for the call, Robert. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to. Who's that caller in Arizona, Stephanie? Sheldon, go ahead. Last caller.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering if you had obtained my new Model State Emergency Health Powers Act thing.
Yeah, I've seen the new legislation they've got, and the feds passed it at the federal level in the Homeland Security package, page 76, and now there's a new version of it out that they're trying to get the states to pass. Would you like to tell folks about it?
Well, it pretty much is the same as the old Model Act. Came out about September of 2003, and it's got the same provisions for quarantining people, forced drugging, etc.
Yeah, the first one had your gun confiscation too.
Yeah, this I haven't seen that anywhere in this one, but I know it was in the first one that they came out with. Another thing, Alex. Just recently, I seen the military. I think they're trying to militarize the sheriff's department here around Tucson. Because the other night, I was coming home, and I seen a Humvee pulled over with the lights flashing on top, and it was the sheriff's department taking care of somebody on the road there.
Well, yeah, they're not just bringing the regular military into our lives, as the head of NORTHCOM has said. They'll be running our lives, General Eberhardt. Now they've militarized the police. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. And I'm sorry to all the other callers. I just got a bunch of news I got to cover here. Again, I told you on Monday and Tuesday about the TiVo cable boxes, watching everything you watch, tracking it, selling the data to the government and others. And here it is, Chicago Sun-Times. TiVo users, beware. Big Brother is watching. Turns out there was a spy in your room with you, taking notes, keeping track of every click of your remote control. Your TiVo box may have been paying closer attention to what you were watching than you were. And it goes, Monday's revelation was based on TiVo boxes and TiVo's announcement that the owners of those boxes were unaware that they were being tracked during the Super Bowl. But TiVo says it knows next to nothing about the box owners like you, like me. And that's totally untrue. We have it from the cable companies, all of them. You have your ID number, that cable box, every national program ads have a psychological Q score, and they build these complex algorithms from it to get the whole mindset that you have very detailed. BBC News, dangerous thinking. Now, remember, on Monday they reported that the government wants to go after people for thought crime. Home Secretary David Blunkett, this is England, same thing's happening here, says he wants to tackle terror attacks before they happen and is proposing new laws, which he says will help do it. But the idea of predicting who might commit crimes is an extremely tricky area. And it goes on to say it allows secret arrests, secret trials, all of it, and it is part of this, what you buy, what you sell, where you live, what you do, this complex control grid. At your state level, it's called the Matrix system. And, yeah, I'm not kidding, and you'll laugh now and you'll see it on the news. And it's hooked in, and everything you do, everything you buy, what phone calls you make, all into this, and it builds this in NASA at five airports. It's put brain scanners in, and they're doing that in England, too. Mr. Blunkett's plans revealed this week on a six-day trip to India and Pakistan include keeping sensitive evidence from defendants and secret trials before specifically vetted judges, select judges. He also discussed lowering the standard of proof required by a court to secure a conviction. The Home Office has said it will be releasing a paper outlining portions of the renewal of the 2001 Anti-Terrorism Crime and Security Bill next month. And this new system, again, isn't just for terrorists. The definition of terrorism is all crimes. And the next headline is thought crime. But it said the overall aim of the legislation would be to tackle terror attacks before they happen. Mr. Blunkett says he is determined to avoid September 11th-style atrocity occurring on British soil, but the idea of preemptive justice, for instance, locking people up before they have committed a crime, is fraught with danger. And this is a four-page article. It gets into all the mind control systems. It's hard to believe. It's just amazing. Oh, boy. Popping pills in preschool, Wired magazine. Anywhere else, her revelation might have been a bombshell. But no one flinched when a child psychiatrist told a conference of parents and the counselors last month that she had prescribed antidepressants to children as young as 3.5. Now, they're giving them to 12-month-old babies, folks. Audience members at the San Diego conference, after all, were quite familiar with the concept of preschoolers on Prozac. Many of the parents in the audience have children who suffer from debilitating forms of shyness called selective mutism, one of the handful of mental disorders thought to strike children younger than 6, and several have put their kids on drugs despite the misgivings, yeah, over 200,000, and well-publicized concerns about effects of antidepressants upon teenagers, yeah, the increased suicide rate in adults, children, doesn't matter. It's still one of those things that my husband and I struggle with, admitted Texas preschool teacher Jaina Chaplin, whose 7-year-old daughter takes Prozac. You have to wonder if she's doing the right thing until we get the results. Oh, yeah. According to experts, a growing number of parents are finding themselves in Chaplin's position, reluctantly agreeing to treat their young children with antidepressants, even though their effects on the brains of adults, let alone children, are little understood. Oh, it causes major problems. We do know. This is ignorance in the broadest sense of the term, said Dr. Glenn R. Elliott, a child psychiatrist at the University of California, San Francisco. We don't know if it's a good idea or not. And it says the United Kingdom already has outlawed the use of antidepressants, with the exception of Prozac, by minors. The debate over the drugs, however, has largely left out kids under the age of 10, generally considered too young to kill themselves, but too young to suffer from disabling mental disorders. And it goes on with how wonderful this is for you. Memories of World War II internment camps revived after September 11th, Idaho State Journal. And it goes into how there's a big discussion now of camps and how the camps are being discussed and, you know, are camps good? And defense officials to boost budget for non-lethal weapons. This is out of National Journal Technology Daily. And all over the country, they're mounting helicopters with spray bottles with knockout gas, Humvees with huge microwave guns. The feds are militarizing local police with so-called non-lethal weapons so they can engage us for no reason. They're actually a training aid to train police to shoot unarmed, defenseless, nonviolent people. That's all this is. When the White House unveils its fiscal 05 budget proposal, the funding for a new science technology program to develop non-lethal weapons to combat urban warfare and terrorism.
The time has come now to develop new technologies, said Al Schaefer, the Director of Programs and Plans for Defense Research and Engineering. Schaefer, with Susan Levine and Colonel David Karcher, top officials with the Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Directorate, told National Journal Technology Daily that the new program aims to give soldiers, the urban environments who are fighting terrorism, more choices to make better decisions. My grandfather was involved in the non-lethal weapons program in the 60s, folks. They've had this in place for decades. It's very sophisticated now. And according to the Boston Globe, which we have a link to in my article, DARPA Engineering the Beast System, they want to put up mind control towers in major cities for your safety that will make you go be happy, go to sleep, become nauseous. And DARPA wants to put these up along with the cameras. They want to use cell towers as command bases for these. That's the Boston newspaper, by the way. This is out of the Desert News, Desert Morning News. Matrix may die in Utah as people find out how serious it is. The state may not accept it. Caps gains in TSA request, the new labeling of each American according to a security threat level. And, well, much more. We'll hit the final segment, do a news blitz here for you, and end this transmission. Stay with me.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest, most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You know, I took a lot of calls and got behind here and forgot how much important news I had to cover. Got an Associated Press article here. Peruvian police investigate possible infant sacrificed to Earth God. A decapitated baby boy found on a hilltop near Lake Titicaca may have been a victim of a centuries-old human sacrifice ritual meant to appease the pre-Columbian Earth God, police said Wednesday, and I'm not going to go on anymore there. This is news from Norway, big national paper.
Norwegian black metal band shocks Poland. They had five women crucified for real, blood spraying, dead sheep everywhere, engaging in devil rituals, mainstream news. And by the way, this was carried on national Polish TV. This is what they put on Polish TV networks. The group Gorgoth's concert in Krakow. I could spend 2 hours on this. I mean, it's just every day I see stuff like this. Killer was obsessed by porn websites. It says there's thousands and thousands of these websites with torturing and killing women, real snuff films, simulated snuff films. CIA's big in this. London Guardian, and the guy had a 35-year-old school teacher he killed hanging up in the shed. And then it just stacks of these articles. But again, Satanism's just cute and funny, and it's no big deal. Christianity's the real problem. WorldNet Daily's reporting that an NFL MVP, most valuable player, was a Christian, and when he didn't do too well, they said, quit worshiping Jesus, the coaches told him. Quit reading that Bible. It's taking too long. You know, that's your problem. It's making you weak. Just shows the spirit of America now. Matrix may die in Utah. It says Governor Walker has temporarily pulled the plug on the state's involvement with the much maligned Matrix supercomputer database, but state lawmakers so angry that former Governor Mike Leavitt kept them in the dark about the project are looking to kill it once and for all. That's not true. It's already in place under other names. You got to educate those lawmakers on that. Caps, gains, and TSA request. And it says in this year's budget proposal, President Bush's would increase funding for the controversial airline passenger identification system. This is a national system with four color codings for what type of citizen you are. Bad credit, you get a yellow rating, no more rights. Just want you to know, this is the airline funding. This is for a national, international grid. And it talks about how that got a big budget increase there for you. Scalia flew as guest on Cheney's plane, Houston Chronicle, despite the fact the Supreme Court's about to hear several cases concerning good old vice president running scams. Scalia goes on trips with him on Air Force Two and has everything paid for. That's totally criminal to have a judge who's on your case and the person that's the defendant is being flown around by them. But I know it's no big deal. Just accept it. China forecast to become EU's top trading partner in 05. They're creating a new system to forcibly vaccinate you. I'm out of time. If you believe in this show and what we're doing, and if you're angry about what's happening, fight back. And a good way to do that is my videos. I've made 10 amazing, professionally produced films. Matrix of Evil, Police State 3, Total Enslavement are the two newest films. 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror covers September 11th, and government-sponsored terror. My book, Descent into Tyranny, does it as well. The videos are $25.95 a piece. They're all over 2 hours long. $20 when you order three or more. My book's $12. Paul Watson's book's $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 when you buy one to give us a gift. We got pro-gun, anti-tyranny t-shirts, Infowars.com, bumper stickers, a bunch of other videos and books by other great authors. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Go peruse the shopping cart. Buy the videos, the books, the books on tape. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Make the call, write the letter, go online, get these info tools, get them out to people, wake America and the world up. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, back tonight, 9 to midnight, and in the first hour tomorrow, I'll re-air the Von Bulow interview. God bless.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides,
toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.